News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department. Unfortunately, we start off with some criminal investigation updates. There's been four shootings since last Thursday and another one last night. But let's begin with the announcement that the department had this morning of an arrest warrant being issued from an incident on Saturday night.
Last Saturday, we had the shooting at Forest Park Apartments where two people received gunshot wounds. Since then, we have obtained a warrant on Cedric Darnell. We did that, I think, yesterday. And then today, around 2:30 p.m., he turned himself in on those warrants.
From that shooting on Saturday night, two people were hit. If we can get an update on how those guys are doing.
Yes. The 14-year-old was released the night of that incident, and then the 21-year-old was released later.
And then moving on to shooting that was reported last night at the Saddlewood Apartments off Welburn.
Last night occurred just before 11 p.m. There was a shots fired call at the Saddlewood Apartments, and officers responded. There were multiple rounds that were shot. No one was injured. No one was hit by those bullets. Only, I think, there were two vehicles that were damaged due to that incident, and that is still an ongoing investigation.
Now, is this similar in the respect that there was a large gathering, as was the case on Saturday night, and then I believe one of the two cases last Thursday, there was a large gathering and disturbance? Any commonality there?
No. On this one that occurred last night, I do not have any reports of a large gathering, only a few people who were outside. The one at Forest Park Apartments, there was a large gathering there. Now, the incidents that occurred prior to that, I don't remember all the details, but I do know that we made an arrest on those cases. So the good news is that we are getting the people who were responsible in jail, and we need the help to continue that trend.
And at this point, is there any reason to believe there's any association between the four incidents?
I do not have any concrete information saying that they are related.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department, let's move on to one of the fun things that you all get to do. The annual awards banquet was held recently.
Yes, we had our annual awards banquet last Thursday, and what we do is we give an Officer of the Year and a Civilian of the Year award. Our Officer of the Year was recognized as Curtis Barber, who he is on our night team, and then Civilian Employee of the Year went to Rebecca Wendt, who is in our Criminal Investigation Division, or CSI. She does all our crime scene processing. Several other officers were recognized. Officer Angel Martinez was given the police commendation for his work on the case where all the teens mobbed the convenience store. He went way above and beyond. He was a school resource officer. He wasn't even in charge of that investigation and picked it up and ran with it and helped identify all the children that were involved in that incident. We also gave out three life-saving citation awards, one to Brandon Baker, one to Broderick Bailey, and then another to Stephen Laughlin for their efforts during their investigations.
Moving on to some other topics this week, one involves a scam that has apparently reappeared.
Yes, we had several reports last year. We've only heard of one incident so far this year, but I wanted to go ahead and get out in front of it. It's a scam that is purported against your utility company. And so what people are doing is they're calling either a residential or commercial business and saying that you have to pay your overdue electric bill by today or you're going to get your electricity cut off. And BTU will not do this. Their normal procedure for a residential default account is to send a notice by mail. And then for a commercial account, they may call, but it's always going to be during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and it's always from a listed number that's local. So, but if you have any questions about the validity of a default account that you've gotten information on, you can always call BTU at 979-821-5700. And then the number one rule is never give out your personal information to someone who calls you.
And then continuing with the theme of spring break, now that it is underway, for some households, that means there are children who are home alone.
Correct. I mean, a lot of the older kids, and then, like, if they have an older sibling, some kids do stay at home during that time. I know I did a lot when I was younger. Some tips I have for those children are never answer the door for anybody, and then when they're at the door knocking, don't tell them that your parents are not home. Make up some excuse, whether it be they're in the shower, they're asleep, you know, they're taking a nap, they're on the phone, they can't be disturbed, anything along those lines. And if you feel threatened or you feel someone's trying to get in your house or someone's being suspicious, to call 911 immediately before you call your parents, because we have that delay and the lack of information when a student or a kid calls their parents and the parents call us, because then we don't know what's going on at that moment. So we want the kids to call 911 immediately if there's a danger. Keep all doors and windows locked. And if you decide to go out with your parents' permission to the park or something like that, make sure you go in a group. There's always safety in numbers. And don't try to, don't get involved in any kind of activity that could get you in trouble.
Something else involving young people would be the Junior Police Academy, and it looks like applications are now being accepted.
Yes, we are accepting applications now for the Junior Police Academy. It's a 2-week free class, and this year it's going to be in July. It's going to start on July 21st. Those classes are from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., with the exception of the very first class and the very last class. Those are in the evening because we want parents to be able to attend. The class is for any student that's going into the 10th, 11th, or 12th grades next year. They can't have any major discipline problems at school. They have to have passing grades from this school year. If you'd like more information or you want to download that application, you go to bryantxpolice.com, click on the right-hand side where it says volunteer, and you'll see Junior Police Academy. It'll have all the information in there. Or you can pick one up at the police department, and I should be visiting Bryan High School sometime a little bit later after spring break, and possibly if I can get into Rudder, I'll drop off some applications over there as well. Deadline for applying is June 20th.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 4100 block of Green Valley, which is in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision, 30 miles per hour near Briarcrest, and the 4100 block of Austin Estates, also 30 miles per hour near Old Reliance Road.
That's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.